We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Pottawatomie County Schools superintendents from Rock Creek, Kevin Logan, and from Wamego, Tim Winter. And again, we're just kind of wrapping up 2019 here. Sports season is well underway here. I know you guys had wrestling recently in Wamego.
Yeah, our wrestlers have actually, they had a duel last week, and then they hosted a, I believe it was a 15 or 16 team tournament, and Rock Creek was there as well. That's a big event, brings a lot of schools, a lot of people to the community. I know they wrestled very well. I think they finished about the middle of the pack, seventh or eighth as a team. Some outstanding individual accomplishments, but it's early in the year, and Coach Brown really is doing a fantastic job. But he has, I believe, over 30 kids out for wrestling this year. Our numbers are up substantially. Another thing about wrestling is that. A lot of people probably know this, but some may not, that Keisha has added a girls' division. And, you know, this year they are able to wrestle at some of the boys' events as well, but eventually that will phase out, and it'll be a standalone female wrestling competition. They do have a state, sub-state and state competitions this year for girls, so that's something schools will be adding in the future. I know we've already talked about adding some dates and potential additional coaching support. So
great. Do you have a lot of interested ladies out for wrestling?
I'll be honest, I'm not sure we have. I think we have a one or two girls out on the team this year. I have not been able to make it to the events yet, but we host a duel tomorrow night, and I'll be attending, and maybe I'll report back on that next month.
Okay, that sounds good. And that's just going to generate more interest here going forward, I imagine.
At Rock Creek, we have a decent girls' interest in wrestling. I think we have four young ladies out. Obviously, we'd like to see more. Like Tim, our wrestling numbers are up. I think we're over 20, and it's nice to be able to not have as many open weight classes when they do go to the duels and the tournaments. Shout out to Drew Byrne. Heidi, I understand Drew took second in his weight class at Wamego, so congratulations to him, and good luck to Mr. Prey and his squad on the rest of the season.
Man, wrestling is such a fun sport. I sometimes miss my days covering sports because I'd get to go to a lot of these tournaments and just see some of the talent out there. But yeah, very cool. As far as other items here, you had your board meeting already, Kevin, this past week, and you did mention one of your board members is coming off.
Yes, we did have an appreciation and a thank you for Trevor Jensen, who has served two terms on the board there at Rock Creek. And Trevor chose to step aside, did not run this last fall, so we wanted to show our appreciation to him with a plaque, and also celebrated with some desserts, and just had a little recess in the middle of the meeting to make that recognition.
All right, and then the new board members come on in early January, right?
Yes, new board members will come on the first board meeting. Ours is that second Monday of January. I believe is it the 10th, Tim?
13th
this year. So anyhow, we're getting new board member orientations planned. I believe our one new member will be traveling to Topeka in February to go through new board member training there, kind of find the ins and the outs, and they really stress team of the board at those trainings, which is a nice thing to just have a little guidance as you step into a new position.
Yeah, and then Wamego, their board meeting is next Monday, the 16th. Any changes coming there?
Yes, and just a little explanation why ours is the 16th. We have our Feast of Carols is a massive Christmas concert that we have for our 7 through 12 and high school choir, middle school choir, and the bands, and they put on a phenomenal performance. It's always a great way to bring in the Christmas season, so that was Monday night, and we try and bounce our board meeting around that schedule. So yeah, it's on the third Monday this year and the 16th, and we will recognize three board members who will be leaving us and have served admirably. Ryan Hargett, Michelle Johnson, and Nicolette Ziegler will all be recognized for their service, and we appreciate all the sacrifices they've made and the tough decisions they've had to make, so we appreciate them very much. And then we have three new board members coming on. Claudia McAllister, Tara Miller, and Deb Johnson will all be starting, and they also will take part in some new board orientation with us in-house next week. But they did travel to Wichita this past weekend It was the annual Kansas Association of School Boards Conference. I know Kevin and some of his board members were there, but all three of our new board members were able to attend that. And the first day of it, they had new boardsmanship training, and that was wonderful that they could get that before they even officially start. And they were able to take part in some other activities for boardsmanship that weekend, and we look forward to working with them. We're actually going to kick off our night Monday night with a Christmas meal. We'll have a little pre-meeting meal. I guess it's technically a meeting as well, since all the board members will be present. But our current board, our administration, and our new oncoming board members will all sit down and have a little Christmas meal prepared by our culinary team and Mrs. Aubert at the high school. And we're looking forward to that and just build some relationships, celebrate the season, and get to know each other a little better.
Very good. Wanted to ask you here, there was a decision made this week by the Pottawatomie County Commission. This pertains to Wamego primarily, but sounds like there's going to be a new stoplight at some point going in there by Columbian Road and Highway 24. Don't know the timeline on that just yet, because it's just passed this week, but I know that's kind of a dangerous intersection. A lot of your students travel in that area.
Yeah, I know they've been talking about that for quite some time, and I heard the news brief on that, and I was really appreciate them making that decision. That Columbian and Highway 24 intersection is right there at our sports complex, and of course every day in the fall and the spring, we have student athletes that will travel to that facility to have practice or for competitions, but most evenings when they dismiss from practice, it's in that busy time frame where people are coming back to Wamego from Manhattan. There's just a lot of traffic on Highway 24 because that's the rush hour of the Wamego area, and trying to make left turns on that intersection can be dangerous, and kids really got to be cautious. So that's always been a concern of mine is for the entire 10 years I've been in Wamego. And so very appreciative that they are moving forward with that project. I think it will increase the safety of that intersection immensely.
Yeah, I know that's a problem spot. We had a bad accident there not too long ago.
Yes.
In fact, I think it was earlier this fall. Other items coming up here this week. It looks like the Jewel lawsuit is on the agenda as well for you.
We've been following the Manhattan School Board, and one of our board members had a question about this a month or two ago, and so we've been in talk with in discussions with Eric Bart. I'm going to mess up his name here. Eric Bartel, I believe. He's the attorney that's been to Manhattan and visited with their board and from a firm in Kansas City. We're going to get a little information, hear from them, and discuss this and consider whether we might want to take part in joining that lawsuit. Vaping has become a problem in our buildings, and not just the high school. It's in the middle school as well. Our administration and teachers do their very best to encourage kids to make positive choices, and then of course act appropriately when poor choices are made, and take an opportunity to try and educate kids as best we can. But it's definitely the new thing, and it's not a healthy choice, and you know deaths have been attributed to vaping, and so we want to take every step possible just to make sure our kids are safe and they're making good decisions.
Has this come up in your district?
It has come up in the district. You know, it is obviously a nationwide conversation, and in particular, Kansas State Department of Education in their meeting earlier this week is recommending changed language to include any nicotine delivery process associated with, to give you the exact language, I can't recite that, but definitely it's early in this game. We unfortunately are very reactionary to it in education right now, because it just exploded on us. You know, it seemed like overnight. I know the vape and the earlier blue cigs or whatever been around for a handful of years now, but has really kind of caught us off guard with their popularity and draw. So, you know, we have not had the vaping conversation at the board yet. Our board policies do include e-cigarettes, which covers all of the vapes. Like Tim said, unfortunately, we do have people who make poor decisions, and there are disciplinary consequences from that, but we haven't had that discussion to join into any lawsuit.
Yeah, I'm curious, and I've asked other folks about this, and it's maybe unclear at this point, but when this lawsuit comes together here, have you been given any timeline as far as when, you know, because these can take a long time in court as to when it might get resolved?
Of course, we're very early in the early stages of those discussions, but I know on December 19th, the courts are going to look at this from a school perspective and decide just how they structure it, whether it'll be, you know, they'll lump all schools together. So that's kind of timely on why we're going to discuss it at our December 16th meeting. It may not may or may not benefit us to be on that initial list of schools, but they'll make some decisions at that point in time. And then it's going to be a 2 to 3 year process, most likely. What our legal counsel has told us, it will require very little on our part. We're already doing things, you know, in terms of discipline and keeping track of records and so forth. And it'll just be a matter of providing some of that information to legal counsel as they request it.
All right. It'll be interesting to see what how that all unfolds.
Well, and one thing I want to make sure everyone's very clear on is that there'll be no funds, school funds, used for this lawsuit. If there is any a decision made that provides for financial payback from these companies, all attorney fees will be taken from that. So any of the schools that are joining this lawsuit, no school funds will be used to finance that.
Okay. We have a caller here with a question. Let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, you're talking about this vaping thing. I think you're getting off on the right step early. I've watched this stuff. I see young kids buying it, using it. We need to look back. We should have done this on the marijuana. We should have done it on the beer. We should have done it on the meth and that, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully this effort will carry over and get everybody's thinking, let's start helping these kids get it out of the way, get it behind them. I see people that are finished because of this meth. Everybody has it. If you think you don't, you do. It's going on everywhere throughout the United States. I applaud you. You're doing a great job over both of those schools over there. Got great people working for you, good board. Keep up the great work and have a Happy New Year. Good day.
Well, thank you for the call, and thank you for the compliments. We do everything we can to try and be proactive. In most cases, we are reactive. But like Kevin said, our policies have been changed. Ours has been changed for a couple of years because the old vaping devices started popping up in our buildings a little bit. I'd say as long as 4 or 5 years ago, but then it's just exploded here in the last 2 years. And of course, originally, they all just left a huge cloud of smoke that you could see. And now
they tended to look like a traditional cigarette or a cigar, and now they look like a USB drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can, I know we've had students, you can purchase this stuff online, Amazon, and then wherever else, and it's just so accessible. Now, Wamego City Commission did take that step we talked about a few months ago, where within city limits, they raised that purchase age of tobacco products from 18 to 21. So we hope that has a positive impact on keeping it out of the hands of our youth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's an ongoing discussion here. We'll continue another day, but that's all the time we have for today for you guys. But we'll talk to you again next month, and have a happy holiday.
You also. Very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon, and Merry Christmas to everybody, and Happy New Year, and everybody have a safe break.
All right. Kevin Logan, Tim Winter, they're the superintendents at Rock Creek and Wamego, respectively. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this on KMAN.